for the last 7 years in the Fairbanks area before getting involved with the emergency medical services. I worked as a consultant and worked in air quality research. One of the things that always bothered me about doing air quality research in the interior, where we have a tremendous carbon monoxide problem, was the fact that there was never any correlation between the medical effects of carbon monoxide on people. There are the standard theories and the known effects of carboxyhemoglobin poisoning, but nothing was ever done regarding actual health effects. And at this time, I would like to say that if it would be possible to follow suit with what Dr. Myers was saying as research, medical research, regarding the conditions in interior Alaska or in Alaska in general, in the subarctic, where a lot of things can happen, where elements behave differently, especially with the proposals of Dow Chemical and the potential of petrochemical development in an area that basically has a stagnant airshed, I think is tremendous. And you know, it's nice that everybody will have a well-paying job and that the community will be growing economically and developing economically, but if the people are dying off 20 years before their time, I don't think it's worth it. And there are definite correlations between illnesses and injuries because of certain medical things that transpire to the human body because of air pollutants. And I think it would be wise and behoove the entire community and the state if this could be looked at and either dispelled or proven. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone else waiting to speak, please? Okay. If there's no one else, then I will just remind everyone that the committee will be very happy to receive written testimony of any kind. And if you have any, you can send it to the committee office, which either will be Pouch V in Juneau. Pouch V as in Victory, right? Which is zip code 99811, and that's where Ms. Dietrich will be working. Or you can send it to the Nerland Building, Suite D, D as in dog, here in Fairbanks, and that's where Ms. Stringer will be. So either one of us, either one of those two officers, we'll be happy to get whatever you have in writing if you have anything you'd like to add. If there's nothing else, we're adjourned.